The cheapest way to a dream home is to build it yourself. But can it really be done for less than £100,000? Architect Piers Taylor will push what's possible with their homes, while Kieran Long will challenge them with fresh ideas on design and show them that ingenious solutions are possible in any home, and they needn't be expensive. Everyone will be pushed as the houses take shape, but some will turn low-cost self-builds into extraordinary homes. This time, Jason and Rika attempt to build a low-cost home with high ambition. But is that even possible for 100K? It's the longest build we've ever followed, but will Jason's obsession with precision be his downfall? From then on, British bombers would fly mainly at night. Navigation in the dark was intensely difficult, especially if there was cloud cover over the ground. At first, crews had to rely on dead reckoning, estimating position by speed, flying time, and compass. Unpredictable winds could disrupt the finest calculations. The neuroscience department treats problems associated with the central nervous system. An EEG measures the brain waves and shows how the brain functions over time. The department also performs nerve conduction studies to test motor and sensory nerves. This occurs where there is evidence of a trapped nerve, such as carpal tunnel syndrome. Vasily Grossman wrote of the fighting in the brick-strewn, half-demolished rooms and corridors of apartment blocks, where there might still be a vase of withered flowers or a boy's homework open on the table. In an observation post, high in a ruined building, an artillery spotter with a periscope might watch for targets through a convenient shell hole in the wall, seated on a kitchen chair. Raskolnikov sank worn out on the sofa, but could not close his eyes. He lay for half an hour in such anguish, such an intolerable sensation of infinite terror as he had never experienced before. Suddenly, a bright light flashed into his room. Nastasya came in with a candle and a plate of soup. Looking at him carefully and ascertaining that he was not asleep, she set the candle on the table and began to lay out what she had brought. Bread, salt, a plate, a spoon.